And sometimes it is that simple. What makes us feel good is also leading us to God. And when we feel bad, it may be because something is leading us away from God. The latter might be manifested as a sting of conscience. For example, perhaps I might feel bad about having gossiped unpleasantly about someone behind their back, and I would identify such gossip as spiritual desolation. And the unpleasant sting of conscience, the consolation, inviting me to turn back to God. Jerry W. Hughes says on desire, if I were Satan's advisor, I would suggest that Satan ensures that Christian leaders emphasize the danger of human desire and the need to subject it totally to the will of God, constantly warning their flock that anything they desire must be rooted in their own selfishness, which they must constantly oppose. This will ensure that they always feel bad about feeling good. I remember his teaching colleague once said, I'm not designed for this. And while I cannot remember the exact context, they may have been asked to teach a subject they had not trained in. It happens. I do remember thinking, what a brilliant way of expressing their dissatisfaction about it. The idea that we are designed for something, a purpose, and the desire for that purpose is written into our design. It brings us to life when we are fulfilling that purpose, our own personal vocation, both in the big things of the election, our state in life, and in the little day-to-day things which help us to fulfill that election. The spiritual consolation is that what we do is in the praise, reverence, and service of God. The psalm this week says, you show me the path of life. In thinking about all of these things and the slow burn of Easter Sunday, the upper room and lockdown, I've been considering the question posed at the top of the post. What does it mean for me? Julian of Norwich considers that there are only two sins. Sin being spiritual desolation, what leads us away from God. Anxious fear and despairing fear, or want of faith and want of hope, as described by Ignatius. Ignatius believed that ingratitude was the root of all sin. These are a few of the key ideas, and also, just for today, that I am holding on to during this period of lockdown, when it would be easy to succumb to fear, despair, and anxiety at the state of things. I have myself a list of things that I know are life-giving for me, and I check it off every day, mostly, which reminds me to be grateful for the many blessings in my life, and which challenges me to maintain my conscious contact with God.